The extent of Australia's welfare safety net is under scrutiny following Joe Hockey's warning that, quote, hard and unpopular decisions will have to be made to rein in spending. $122 billion, that's about one-third of total budget outlays, was set aside in 2011-12 for social security and welfare measures. The Shadow Treasurer says Australia should be sharpening its pencils and looking to Asian welfare models. Professor Peter Whiteford is the Director of the Social Policy Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He studied welfare systems worldwide in his former role as the head of the Social Policy Division at the OECD in Paris. Professor Whiteford has told our political editor, Alison Carabine, the Australian system is both relatively efficient and well targeted at those who need it most.
There are always things you can have a look at specifically, and you know, and I'm sure anybody could come up with a list of specific programs that could be made more effective. But if you look at the system overall, in Australia we income test payments so that they go to low-income people more than any other rich country, so that and by a long way. So if you look at, say for example, the social security benefits that get paid to the poorest 20% of the population compared to the richest 20% of the population, we pay the poor nine times as much in benefits as the rich. And in a lot of countries, that ratio is actually less than one. So in a lot of European countries, it's less than one. So we're in a really different situation from a lot of European countries.
So we may be doing a better job targeting the less well-off with our welfare system. Back to Joe Hockey, he says welfare makes up about one-third of the entire federal budget. It's an enormous cost burden. That's the direct quote. That might be the case, but how does Australia compare with other OECD countries?
The most recent figures are that we spend around 16% of gross domestic product, and we're about the sixth or seventh lowest in the OECD amongst developed countries. But it's mainly because of our income testing, but also because we actually don't spend very much on age pensions, much less than most other countries. We actually spend less than Japan. Japan spends nearly 19% of its GDP. But we also spend slightly less than the United States, which is widely thought of as a country with small government.
Now, Joe Hockey says it's no longer relevant to compare Australia with Europe and the United States. A more relevant comparison would be Asian nations such as Hong Kong, Singapore, Korea, Vietnam, Indonesia, because there are competition in many ways. Taxes may be lower in those countries, but what kind of social safety nets are they providing their people who might need support?
Well, it varies enormously. You know, some of those countries are high income, and as I said, in the case of Japan, it actually spends more than Australia. But a country like Indonesia or Vietnam are much poorer, and they don't have much in the way of social security at all. Like, apart from very small programs that only actually go to rich people, if you're in the formal labour market. To me, the issue is more about what outcomes you get from your spending. I think there are pretty strong arguments that their systems, particularly Singapore's, aren't actually very sustainable in the long run.
And could you ever envisage an Asian-style social safety model ever being adopted in this country? Surely our expectations would be very different.
Well, historically they have proven to be the case. I mean, as I said, Australia has the most targeted social security system in the developed world. And that's a choice we've made repeatedly over the past 100 years. But yeah, you know, it seems to me, if you look at the way we've organised our social welfare system, we, you know, historically have sort of voted with our feet, so to speak, for a system that does provide, you know, sort of, well, its aim is to provide an adequate safety net. We do that not very well for the unemployed anymore, but we do it reasonably well for the aged. It's very hard to see that Australia would move towards such a system unless you change our social and political values very substantially.
And Professor Whiteford, there is also this issue of the so-called middle-class welfare in this country that mainly pertains to the range of family payments which go to working households. A number of these payments are now means-tested, such as the baby bonus. Is it fair to say that we have middle-class welfare in this country, or is that term now redundant?
We have less middle-class welfare than any other rich country. And so I think that we obsess about middle-class welfare a lot more than we need to. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at our system. And you know, we have continuously adapted and adjusted payments and made changes to better target payments over time. So I think that we'll continue doing that. But the idea that we have a sort of middle-class welfare out of control, I think, is very hard to support. Where we do have issues is, and this will make me unpopular with people over 65, is we tax people over 65 less than any other rich country. And I think in terms of the sustainability of being able to pay for our system when we also have an ageing population, not as ageing as fast as in a lot of Asian countries, is going to be a challenge for the future.
That's Professor Peter Whiteford speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. It's 6:27 on Breakfast.